Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
What would you do?
What would I do? I'd get James Patrice in of a Friday to do Jen's Friends. That's what I do.
I-E-N-D-S.
Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Yes, it is Jen's Friday Friends, and James Patrice is actually in the building. Listen to me now. Where do you get the time to into RTE? You are flat out. You're as bad as me.
It's busy, Jen. It is. Yeah, but between the dance and the Today Show.
Yeah.
This week now, I delivered lambs for the Today Show.
See, so, wasn't amazing. I had llamas on my show.
There
last
you go.
Week. It's great to get an elf-free creature on the island, isn't it?
Just we love it. We do. Well, it's Lamb Watch at the moment, you see.
Okay.
So it's very important that we notify and we let people know that it's Lamb Watch. They're very cute.
What's it like working on the Today Show? Because it's massive. It's a
massive huge
show.
Yeah.
What's it like working on that?
Great. I have to say, so I'm kind of, you'd be in studio, it's a bit of a mix. So the Mondays, obviously, I go down and talk about Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. go down with gossip, absolutely none. Because if we were to actually say what happens on the show, we'd probably be fired, you know.
But we were talking off air there about when you, because you do all the social, you're on Facebook Live after, straight after the show, and everybody goes there to catch all the gossip, and you do interviews and all that kind of stuff. You plague us with when we have no makeup on, James.
Oh, I do. I love it. About 12 o'clock on a Sunday, I see you coming off the floor, usually after the block, and I'm like, Jen.
I'm like, get away.
But it depends. Sometimes you always have the hair done.
Yeah.
Oh, the hair is always done, but you've fantastic skin.
Ah, would you go away?
And in fairness, we always have a massive light.
You do.
So that helps.
It really, really helps.
It blinds us, you know.
But when you get Nikki to do something, Nikki yes. Byrne, my co-host, when you get him to do something on the social.
Oh my goodness me. So every so often we'll do, you know, Q&A. Mm. So send in your questions for all the stars, our hosts, our judges, etc. Well, he has a massive fan base in Indonesia.
Huge.
They love Westlife in Indonesia. And I've noticed, I go onto some of their profiles and then some of them have followed me, so I'm delighted. And then they'll DM me thanking me for asking him the question, you know, which is fantastic. And oftentimes they will Photoshop Nikki into their lives, into their day-to-day photographs. So
that.
It could look like a wedding photo. It's fantastic. It's dedication, I have to say.
Oh,
it's great.
It is. James, I'm getting a lot of texts in from people laughing and giving out to me for calling my child an asshole. I wouldn't win the award for greatest mammy in the world, but it is Mother's Day on Sunday.
It is.
You do have one of the greatest mummies in Ireland.
Thank you, Jen.
Fran, how is she?
She's doing well. Yes, she is. She's looking forward to Dancing with the Stars, of course, on Sunday.
Good on her.
Loves watching it. Very excited.
Good on her.
So, of course, it won't be there on Mother's Day. Sorry about that, Mum. But, sure. Oh, well. What can we do?
Oh, well. She gave me a great piece of advice years ago on Dancing with the Stars when she was in the audience. Keep them legs out. Whatever you do. Keep them skirts short and keep them legs out.
She was like, if you want to work in this town.
Yeah. You will show some skin.
And great legs you have, Jen.
And listen, I
and you've had them out a good bit this year.
I had them out
They're
a good
lovely.
Bit.
I like
to mix it up, though. I like to mix it up. Now, did you know that our producer Anita tried to cancel Mother's Day?
Oh, I heard something about that. That's disgraceful.
Isn't she?
Ah, she is. No, it's just about, you know, making donations and that.
Ah, yeah.
I get that.
We do that anyway.
But it's like my mother says, you know, every year, I don't want to. How would you go away? You're the gift. If there wasn't a bouquet of flowers, I was going to say, flowers, of any form of flowers on that kitchen table, there'd be war. Utter war. Mm. And you have to have the little Dunn's voucher always as well.
Oh, yeah.
Cabbage Dunn's voucher, Sevilla Gallery, they have it all there. And then the flowers and a nice card. The card is important as well, I think.
Do you? Now, this is a tricky one. I always find it really difficult to find the perfect card because they're all mum or mummy.
Yes.
So what card do you go for? Do you go for the Mother's Day or do you scour to find the mam?
I would call mum. Mum.
Okay,
so she's
okay
mum. So I'm a bit posh.
Oh, yeah, you're Malamide.
Yeah, you know yourself.
Yeah.
So, but I often find there's a real discrepancy with cards. Some of them have lovely teddies, and then I always call them the misery cards. They're like mass cards, nearly. You know, with like a bouquet of flowers in the front, and they're quite like ornately drawn, and it's like, oh, that's real. I don't really like you. Mm-hmm. Or you're an Elwyn.
Yeah.
Here you go. Like, I always say, try and get something a bit fun, but not the ones where it's like, comedy drawings because they're never really funny.
They're never really
funny.
And I wrote something on a card when I was 8, and to this day, if I don't write it on the card, she will pick me up on it.
Oh.
And it was to the best mom in the world.
Ah.
So I have to, I'm 40 years of age, I still have to write to the best mom in the world.
Of course, you have to do that.
You have to do that. But we were talking on Wednesday about how they used to lie to us.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've been lied to. I've been lied to in this life, Jen.
Go on.
That's true. I remember when I was, for 7 years, I believed my fish were in the vet.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing out that I was 15 when I realised that they were no longer in the vet. They were dead. I mean, I turned around and I was like, Mum, do you remember Pixie and Dixie? Yeah, yeah.
Great names.
I said, are they still in the vet? She's like, no, they died. Yeah, they were floating. They're in the jacks. You know, but for 7 years I believed it.
Aww,
it was terrible.
She
couldn't bring herself.
You.
She was.
She was protecting.
So Pixie
you.
And Dixie were literally swimming with the fishes, and off they went. Yeah,
great.
Terrible.
I need to talk to you about trolling. A bit less crack on this, but it was on Thursday. We're talking about trolling, and Cormac Battle, my old pal, came in here and tore strips out of me about trolling. He says that if you get abused on social media, it's your own fault for being on there.
Okay, I can see where he's coming from, but. You know, I think it was you had said, Jen, if that's the case, then sure, if social media is your job, why are you just going to quit everything? You know what I mean?
You just quit because of an a-hole. Do
exactly.
You know what I mean? You shouldn't be forced off a platform because someone's being rude.
Totally, totally. No, I mean, like, I always kind of say, it's Facebook sometimes is the worst because, you know, on Twitter and that, sometimes it's anonymous kind of trolls. Facebook, usually it's a profile, so you can see who they are, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, yeah, I had to get dreadful stuff, you know, if I'm dressed up as Malahide Woman or whatever, it's, oh, the state of that, this is wrong, you're a disgrace to humanity.
Wow.
Or if I have a picture of me, say, with my niece, it'll be, who let that thing near a child, like horrendous stuff. And I kind of, and you know, I'm at it a few years now, so I brush it off and I say whatever. But I always say to myself, if say I put myself out there, so I, you know, kind of expect it. But if you were someone younger who just happened to have a Facebook or a social media or whatever, and you were getting that every, like, daily, and you weren't prepared for it, I think it's very damaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and then, but I always find it so funny, you go into their profiles and it could be Larry down in Leash with his grandkids all around him, and I'm like, are you aware? So then my sister has great pleasure, Vanessa, she blocks, she reports them all.
She
loves to sit down, cup of tea. Ah, here we go. The finger's out.
<Love Vanessa.
laughs> And she goes 90.
And you have to.
You
have
to. Yeah, defo.
What platform is worse, would you say?
I think Facebook.
What?
I do. I think it's
what
just...
is it?
Maybe it's because it's around the longest or something. I'm not sure.
I think a lot of older people, I don't mean to be ageist, are on Facebook and they don't know etiquette, or they don't think you're going to see
yeah.
it, and they're just throwing
and
stuff.
And they love
out
writing
there.
In capitals as well. You know, so that is a good point, actually, because they're just kind of like, oh, this person's my friend or whatever. But no,
yeah.
It's actually on a page with thousands on it, seeing everything you're
idiot.
Writing, but your look.
Absolutely. Okay, just don't write. Don't say anything if you've nothing good to say. We need to talk about mad stuff you agree to. So on Monday, we got calls and texts about the stuff you agree to when you're out and you regret when you wake up. Because a lady tweeted that she agreed to bring home and scatter the ashes of the uncle of a stranger she met in Boston on Paddy's Day.
Wow.
have you had that feeling?
Sometimes when you're out and you have a few drinks, there's nothing worse than running into someone, say from college or whatever, and you'll agree to maybe a brunch the next day. And you say, oh, that'll be great. But what I found for years was, whatever bit of green to stuff, I would, not now, I've grown, I've matured, but I would always come home with salt and pepper shakers from various establishments after the night out. Usually Edgy Rockets, they great ones.
Are you admitting live and air that you're a thief?
Back in the day,
the odd
little pepper, you know, because they were always the good, big, hefty ones.
Yeah.
You know, like not the little crap ones. You get a good amount in it. And then my mum would wake up the next morning, come down, kitchen table. It was like a gifting suite. You know, there's the salt and pepper shaker there. So, yeah, that or also texting people, perhaps men, you know, back in the day, you might text, hey, where are you? Clearly they're asleep. It's 1 a.m. And then 5 minutes later, you realise, oh, do you know what? They must have seen that. You'll text again. Hey, where are you? Then half an hour later, you've forgotten you sent anything. Hi, how are things?
Yeah,
there?
Or a voice note.
Yeah, then it's 14 messages.
Yeah,
and then the next morning. And back then, you couldn't delete. There was no WhatsApp to delete the message. It was a good old Nokia. And you'd have to take the shame.
God. Oh, well, that's
someone
one
took
thing.
My phone. My mate robbed my phone.
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut. But that's one thing we can thank, you know, WhatsApp for, that we can delete those messages.
That's great. Technology is fantastic for our shame. Yeah.
So good. Irish people need that. James Patrice, thanks so much for coming in and being my friend today, even though you are flat out. Are you excited for the wrap party?
Very excited, Jen. What are you wearing?
God, I bought a kind of black toppy thing and really, really skinny trousers because I don't want to be in a dress.
You want to be comfortable. Yes.
James, have to be comfortable.
Because I was thinking, would I do a blazer? But no, I've gotten the best on skinnies. When you have the good legs, get them out.
Yeah.
And then the floatiest of shirts because it can be quite warm.
Be very hot.
You know, so a bit of a deep V, obviously lash the tan on.
Lash
I scrubbed this
on.
Morning in anticipation.
Yeah, that's why we're so pale, me and you, because we're getting ready. We're getting ready for the weekend.
Easing up to it, yes.
Easing up to it. It's going to be a sweaty event. I'm taking Monday off. Are you working on the Monday?
I'm down in Cork for the... I have to give the goss on the rap party.
Oh, man.
So will you do something for me?
Do not come near me.
I'll bring
You'll
the mic and the camera into the rap. I'll get a few bits off you there. Yeah.
Do that. Yeah. That'd be good fun. James, you're a legend. Thanks for coming in. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.